So it is said that if you know Krishna, you know everything. That's what Prabhupada says. So how do we understand that? See, this verse, if we see, Prabhupada only says, the Bhagavata itself says, Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshatah. Yad jnatva neha bhuyonyach jnatavya mavishishyate. And 7.2 Krishna says, I'll give you knowledge of the phenomenal, nominal world. And knowing this, there's nothing else to know. So the Bhagavata says that and our acharyas accept that. At the same time, Prabhupada himself has said that the Bhagavad Gita is like graduate study, the Bhagavatam is like postgraduate study, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita is like doctorate study. So the Bhagavad Gita has given everything, then why are we calling Bhagavad Gita as graduate study then? Isn't it? So when we say everything, it is everything in essence. See, the Upanishads talk about Tattvatraya. Tattvatraya is Jiva, Jagat and Jagdish. Basically, there are three fundamental truths to existence. There is matter, there is consciousness, and the absolute truth. There is the supreme. So, the essential knowledge about this Tattvatraya is given in the Bhagavad Gita. But as far as details are concerned, the details are so many that no book can contain everything. No book can contain everything. So similarly, when we know Krishna, what does it mean we know everything? We know everything in its ultimate purpose. It is not that, say, if I know Krishna and tomorrow my computer is spoiled. Is it because I know Krishna, I'll be able to fix whatever problems in my computer? No. It is not like that. If I know Krishna, is it that I will be able to, if I fall sick, you know, I'll be able to diagnose myself and cure myself? So in the Vedic culture, there were different professions. And all those professions were going on. So it is not that when we know Krishna, we know everything means that we don't need to know anything else. It means we know everything in its ultimate purpose. So the essential purpose of everything we come to know. But with respect to specific details, there can be many details. So that we may have to learn from the appropriate sources. And the principle is that we learn the goal of life from Shastra. But the means to go towards the goal of life, we may have to learn from various sources. What do I mean by that? The goal of life, I want to learn to love Krishna and I want to share Krishna with others. That is the goal of life which I learn from Shastra. But suppose I want to share Krishna with others, then there are so many practical details which I have to do. So if I have to build if we want to make a temple so that we can share Krishna with others. Now, to build a temple, you know, we have to consult an architect. Or we have to learn something about architecture. If I want to do online preaching, my purpose is to share Krishna. But then I may have to learn something about website maintenance, I may have to learn something about data formats and so many things like that. So that is the means. So for serving Krishna in this world, the purpose we learn from scripture. But the means for that, many practical aspects of it, we may have to learn from other sources. So, it's like if a devotee is going and preaching in a country where nobody knows English, then is it by knowing Krishna they will learn that country's language also? No, they may have to go to, they will not may, they will have to go to some person who knows that language and learn from them. Then they will be able to speak Krishna's message. So this is when we know Krishna, we know everything. That is in the sense of the ultimate purpose of everything we come to know. But how to practically pursue that purpose? For that, we may need other forms of knowledge, which we may have to learn from other sources. Okay, yeah. Any other?